Local property taxes make up over 60% of a school district's funding. Republican Senator Lois Kokor pointed out when you have a storm that, in some cases, levels entire homes, leaving nothing but a slab of concrete, that can impact the appraisal of those properties, which decreases that local revenue source for rebuilding schools.
Take Aransas County ISD. They've lost 500 students because there is no housing down there. Then they're going to have the loss in the next year you're looking back. So they're going to look back on property that just has a slab. So all they're going to be able to tax is just the land.
Committee members examined the overall cost of the 2017 storm, and they discussed what state funds would be available in 2019, including tapping the state's Economic Stabilization Fund, sometimes known as the Rainy Day Fund. They also considered temporarily adjusting the state school finance formula for these districts so that the schools could receive more funding from state lawmakers next year. It's not unprecedented. In 2009, after Hurricane Ike, legislators made similar adjustments to the formula to help boost school funding in the months following the storm. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.